Good morning and welcome to Sunrise 60 Close Up here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson Ivronik with you. Joining me this morning, Senator Dennis Utter from Hastings. And Senator, you were just at the League of Women Voters meeting last Friday. What do you like so much about those kind of meetings?
Well, I think these meetings are really good from the standpoint it gives me an opportunity to meet with folks who are interested in what's going on in our state legislature. And frankly, the people that come to these meetings are of great help to me, too, because it's their input that helps formulate the decisions that the legislature makes. And so these are valuable meetings, and I'm always happy to participate in them.
Obviously, Senator, one of the main concerns that you have is over the state's budget shortfall. But besides the budget, I know that you came out here to talk a little bit about some of the other things that are going to be going on in the legislature as well. Besides the budget, what else do we have to keep an eye on here in Nebraska?
Well, there are several issues, and I suppose top among them is redistricting. Every 10 years, the legislature, by constitution, has to redistrict and equalize the populations within the districts of the 49 state senators. That will become a top priority for us in this session of the legislature because it has to be done, number one. There's an appointment of 9 members of the legislature, 3 from each U.S. congressional district that will meet and form a plan and then bring that plan to the legislature. From there, it will be debated. One of the really important issues to rural Nebraska, to greater Nebraska, is the fact that because of the bulk of the population growth in our state has happened in the Lincoln and Omaha Beltway, more than likely, outstate Nebraska will lose a legislative district, and it will be added to the Lincoln and Omaha area, probably in the Omaha area. That is of great concern because, frankly, the continued reduction in the number of rural senators makes it even more difficult, and it is makes it very hard for the rural senators to maintain an interest in outstate Nebraska. So we have to continue to build coalitions with our urban neighbors and the people that represent the urban areas of the state to make sure that rural Nebraska is well represented.
You know, for people that are paying attention of government at a national level, one of the things is the bipartisanship or lack thereof with the Republicans and the Democrats. Is there that same sort of sense of dissonance between urban Nebraska and rural Nebraska senators?
Well, it's not a sense, but I think it's a matter of understanding. I think it's difficult for folks who live in the urban areas and urban areas of Lincoln and the urban areas of Omaha to fully understand the problems that face rural Nebraska. Fortunately, we have state senators whose roots are in rural Nebraska that were born in Benkelman, Nebraska and raised in Benkelman, Nebraska or up in the Sand Hills that have since moved to Lincoln or Omaha and gained representation in the legislature. And that certainly helps because the people that have spent time in rural Nebraska have a better sense of the problems that are critical to the rural areas. Beyond that, of course, it's going to be our job to educate, if you will, the people in rural Nebraska or the people in the urban areas to the rural problems, and we'll continue to do that.
You can't really go anywhere without talking about the state's budget shortfall, Senator, and how much work is really gonna go on into this legislative session in dealing with the budget issues.
Well, to be honest with you, we've been working on the budget situation since the legislature adjourned last year on a pretty intense basis, honestly. And so I feel like we're going into this legislative session pretty well prepared. We have met with all of the agencies of state government, and we have tried to set priorities for the the agencies and for the programs of the various agencies, and to identify the areas where they may be able to take a reduction in tax revenues, so that I feel like that we are pretty well prepared going into this session. That said, it's still going to be a big job, because everybody will want somebody else's ox to get gored in this process. And frankly, we have taken a couple of across-the-board cuts, but I don't think that's not any longer a viable alternative, because I think we have to really look at the programs and what the programs are doing and the importance of the programs, and start picking and choosing of the areas where that will get funding and those areas that will not. So it's going to be an interesting session in that regard. There's no question about it. I will say that we're very fortunate to be Nebraskans, and our rainy day reserve funds, our conservative nature, the fact that we don't spend money we don't have, has served us well, and I think it will continue to serve us well into this next session.
We've heard a lot of talk about with the budget shortfall and some of the cuts that are going to have to be made, possible cuts within the education system. I know that's really drawing a lot of concern really throughout the state. Where do you see those cuts falling in the state's education system?
Well, I'm certain that there will be some areas where we will have to cut back on funding in education areas. I don't know what they are at this stage of the game, but I do know that Senator Adams, who's chairman of the Education Committee, and his committee have worked very hard with the whole area of education, the public school, the K-12, and also the higher education interests to develop a very conservative program going forth, and that will minimize, at least as we start out, the funding that will be available for education.
Okay, Senator Utter, once again, thank you so much for joining us on Sunrise 60 Close-Up this morning, and I know we'll look forward to talking with you later on as the legislative session convenes here on January 5th. Once again, thank you for joining us on Close-Up.
All right.